Under current law, an individual can be held for 4 hours under an emergency custody order, or ECO, with the option for a single 2-hour extension. Senator Barbara Favola of Arlington has a bill that would offer an additional 4-hour extension, plus 4 hours more if the case goes to a magistrate.
Right now, the community services boards have to find a spot for an individual to get a bed before an emergency TDO, which is a temporary detention order. The judge won't offer a temporary detention order until we have a bed, and that has been taken the time. My bill actually says the local CSBs have to look around for a local bed, but if they can't find one, this nearby state facility has to accept that individual. So I'm trying to create a safety net where nobody falls through the cracks.
Senator Bill Carrico, a former senior trooper with the Virginia State Police, who represents a 3,000-square-mile portion of Southwest Virginia, says transporting someone under an ECO in rural localities with limited staff and resources is much more time-consuming and exhausts many more man-hours for law enforcement than in other parts of the state.
If I'm a Lee County deputy and I have an ECO to pick up an individual and I take them from Lee County Pennington Gap to the drop-off center, that's 4 hours one way. So for 8 hours, I'm traveling, not to mention the time I'm tied up. Rural counties are not as densely populated, so you only have one deputy per 1,200, 1,500. So you may only have two deputies out at the time. And it is not unlikely that you get two or three ECOs. So the next deputy is in line, and he gets one, and he's gone, and they're uncovered.
Carrico says while solving one problem, this presents rural localities with a new one.
You have a life being threatened. You have no law enforcement presence. Where the concern now is that something could happen to the individual that you have the ECO for, now is on a life back there because you have no police presence. My suggestion was look at creating within the CSB a civil processing unit. All you have to have is maybe someone who's retired, who's got law enforcement background, willing to take the job and be subjected to call-outs, a vehicle, and every sheriff in that Southwest Virginia would swear in and give authority to that individual.
Favola says the true goal of her bill is that every individual who needs a psychiatric bed finds one.
You can only hold an individual for a certain amount of time under that emergency custody order. So individuals that really do need to be detained longer, we have to have a bed for them.
Claire Guthrie Gastanyaga, executive director of the ACLU of Virginia, says she has concerns about the bill that she hopes the legislature can address so they can support it.
The reason we're where we're at is not about a need for a real change in the process. It's about a lack of resources, both lack of resources to deal with issues in crisis and a lack of resources to deal with people long-term in therapeutic environments. And we don't think anybody's civil liberties should be sacrificed because the Commonwealth hasn't done its job. It's not an easy issue. We presented a set of principles today that we encourage the committee to look at while they're crafting the solution, and it includes being sure that people get a hearing when they deserve a hearing and they have a lawyer when they deserve a lawyer, and that they're not held in non-therapeutic environments for a period longer than is essential.
Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.